A squishy, glow-in-the-dark creature, the size of your thumb, might sound like the stuff of alien movies, but I'm talking about the Hawaiian bobtail squid, Euprymna scalopes, a charming sea creature that has provided researchers with an excellent model to study animal bacteria symbiosis. Euprymna scalopes live in the coastal waters of the Hawaiian archipelago and grow to only a few centimeters. Its body is speckled with two wing-like fins that it uses to swim. It spends its days burrowed in the sand, hiding expertly from predators. But it too is a hunter. At night, it emerges from its hideout and swims up the water column after marine worms, shrimp, and other prey. Then something awesome happens. The underside of its body starts to glow. This bioluminescence, called counterillumination, mimics the dappled light of the night sky filtering through the water, effectively camouflaging the squid to predators swimming below it. But our new friend doesn't accomplish this on its own. Its glow is being produced by bacteria called Vibrio fischeri. V. fischeri perform a chemical reaction that produces light. And things get even more curious when we consider how in a literal sea of billions of microbes, this specific bug colonizes the squid and performs a function essential to its foraging. Here's how it happens. In the hours after a baby squid hatches, bacteria and other microbes enter the cavity of the squid's body, where they encounter tiny cellular projections called cilia that beat in unison, encouraging bacteria toward the light organ. V. fischeri and other bacteria of a similar size settle on and near the cilia, and then V. fischeri steps up and takes matters into its own hands. It secretes molecules that change the squid's development, creating an environment best suited for Vibrio fischeri. But their journey is not over yet. They enter the ducts of the light organ and travel through several other tissues, booby-trapped with toxic molecules that cause other bacteria to die. Finally, they reach their destination, an area of the light organ called the crypt spaces. Here, they will grow and bioluminesce. They've secured the deal of their lifetimes. The bacteria have a comfortable, nutrient-rich home, and the squid achieve counterillumination at night, thanks to their symbionts. The squid and bacteria have worked this relationship out over hundreds of years of coevolution. There is a catch for the bacteria, though. Every dawn, the squid expel about 95% of the bacteria to avoid overgrowth and turn out the light for their daytime snooze. Through this glowing relationship, scientists have learned a lot about symbiotic relationships and coevolution. Part of what makes the Vibrio fischeri and squid combo a popular study subject is our ability to grow V. fischeri in the lab, which we can't do with all bacteria. Similarly, bobtail squid are easily scooped out of the water to raise and study in labs. When scientists first started studying bobtail squid and Vibrio fischeri some 30 years ago, we thought animal-microbe relationships like this were pretty rare. But now our growing understanding is that these relationships are not only widespread, but very important. Overall, the life of the bobtail squid and Vibrio fischeri is a remarkable lesson in the incredible roles of microbes in our world, the beauty of the ocean, and what we risk to lose in our changing climate.